Boundless Authenticity Podcast.
All right, so Neil, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, man. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on. So let's get started talking about from UFOs to UAPs.
Yeah. So, like you shared just a while ago, that it's a really, it feels like the most comfortable time really speaking about this. And it's true. Like, you know, I just want to start with the fact that there's so much information out there, so much disinformation. There's been a huge wait for disclosure to happen. Many people waited for the government to disclose for so many years. And then over the last 10 to 15 years, more so in the last 5 years, a huge lack of trust in the government took hold. I would say maybe since 9/11 even, right? Like that's really when it started, people just started losing faith in completely. And now within the community of people that are into UFOs, the search for extraterrestrial life, so much distrust is around when the government, so when anything comes out, such as the bombshell stuff that's happening right now, like even today, I'll get into a news article about today in a second. A lot of people just feel that it's disinfo, feel that they're trying to distract us, feel like they're trying to get money from us. So much so that the distrust is blinding the truth of some things that are coming up, is what I've noticed. Like, I'll just say for today, like, because I kind of want to start from some sort of beginning, but I'll just say, for example, today, now the news stations are actually saying alien life and talking about aliens. Are these aliens from the ancient past? Are there aliens from our future? Have they been here forever? The guy that released the interview with David Grush, who I'll speak about and get back into the story in a second, he was talking about these beings being here for tens of thousands of years. And the mathematician he was speaking to said, do you think they could have been here for millions of years? So the conversation is getting deeply esoteric, you know? And so how do you want to start? Should we start by informing everybody what's going on? Or you
feel let's tell them exactly what's going on.
All right. So to kind of give it a little bit of a summary from UFOs to UAPs, we've been visited for thousands and thousands of years. Something happened in the early 1900s, in 1930 with Mussolini, and then in 1945 with San Antonio, New Mexico, and then 1947 with Roswell, in regards to sightings and crashed UFOs occurring. And then all of a sudden an uptake, you know, ever since World War II with the Foo Fighters, of being able to witness and see craft all over. And so this led to governmental agencies creating other agencies such as Project Blue, Blue Book, that some of you might know, J. Allen Hynek, in the 50s, where they were looking into researching what these anomalous objects are. And with the awareness that they wanted to debunk them, because they, at this point, from what's coming out now, Roswell, they're saying Roswell's real, like on the mainstream now, right? So what's coming out now, it seems like they were trying to debunk, have some sort of agency to like show that it's not credible, even though they knew it was credible. However, what occurred was J. Allen Hynek, who was the head of this program, ended up becoming a believer. He went as a skeptic and a disbeliever, and then he researches so much, his rational mind couldn't say anything but this has to be real. So what occurred really soon after that is Project Mockingbird, where the CIA and the FBI had government agents working for the news, and a whole ridicule of the word conspiracy theory occurred, a whole ridicule of aliens and ETs. It went from something that was actually spoken about in the 40s and 50s to being put on news stations in a way where they're making fun of it. There were, you know, whenever they would talk about ETs up until even just like 10 years ago, there'd be like some sort of sound in the background, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, trying to make fun of it and mock the whole subject. So that's an oversimplification of like 60, 70 years. Now we get to when this became a reality and more serious. So in 2016, 2017 is really when the shift occurred. And there was a few milestones that happened, three of them actually. There was the WikiLeaks emails that had all this stuff about UFO interaction and even the word non-human intelligence in our solar system as an email from Obama, Edgar Mitchell, John Podesta, and Hillary Clinton talking about having a Skype meeting about the non-human intelligences in our solar system, right? So, and a few other things that you just are just like, well, what are they talking about? That was coupled with Hillary Clinton going on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And on the show there, they, you know, first of all, and I've said this on every podcast, every every presidential candidate or president that goes on one of the hijacked talk shows, because they're all completely hijacked, then none of them are non-biased, know exactly what they're going to be asked. Okay. And it was so contrived that you could just tell from the moment that she started speaking. He goes, you know, I asked your husband this, but I'm going to ask you as well. What are you going to do with the Area 51 files? Are you going to release, you know, things about UFOs? Because I'm so into it, right? And she goes, no, Jimmy, we don't call them UFOs anymore. We call them UAPs. There was the branding, the beginning of the branding. WikiLeaks emails, 2 months later. It's all like this, all drip disclosures, almost like the WikiLeaks emails were tied into some sort of agenda. A few months later, Tom DeLonge on his Twitter feed, ex-NSA member, ex-CIA member, ex-NASA member, all just coincidentally quit their jobs within the last week so that they can go to the private sector, and started talking about the Nimitz incident, the Gimbal incident, and the FLIR-1 incident, which were the three UFOs. If you've been following this at all, that you've just seen circulating everywhere every time they even talk about the subject. Little side note, which happened to all be reverse engineered craft and not actually ET. And they start talking about the technology. Now we see a continued drop of information since then, and even a movement from Tom DeLonge being the front man to Jeremy Corbell, which was a whole thing because Tom DeLonge said the wrong thing on the Joe Rogan show. And so that's been occurring. The one thing that they never said was who are behind these craft, where are they coming from, why do we think there might not be a foreign adversary? They always talked about the technology and try to move us towards thinking that it could be some sort of foreign adversary until 3 weeks ago, right? So I'll take a pause there. Do you want to jump in or should I keep going?
I mean, you could keep going, but I feel like there's things to unpack there as well.
Yeah,
I,
do it.
You know, I don't trust anyone. that's my problem, you know? Like, that's my problem.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what they've been doing. They've been just dripping this information out so that they have control over the narrative. Now, yeah. I myself, I've seen what I think are man-made crafts because you can kind of tell the difference, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you see a... This might blow some people's minds, but when you see a real ET craft, it's usually cloaked or something. Behind, it's either behind something or it's, you know, it's translucent when you look at it, things like that. But then when you see a man-made craft, it's right there above you in the sky floating in. I've seen the triangular thing with the three lights. I have a picture. Maybe I'll post it on this video so people can see what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But what's the purpose of all that?
What's the purpose of reverse engineering the craft?
Yeah, and then just like floating them above your head.
right. So they have, so what's coming out, man, is just so freaking mind-blowing. I just can't even, my mind just got blown even further than it was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So when Stephen Greer did his press conference a few weeks ago, he showed slides of what the actual craft was for the ETs. You know, artist rendition, and what the actual craft is of the reverse engineer technology. So we showed basically what you're talking about, and it's on, you know, has millions of views now. It's on YouTube, and basically showing this is the real technology, this is what they reverse engineered. Now, what seemed to have happened is when they started finding craft, they weren't just finding a few craft, they were finding a lot. Now, just, you know, a week ago, but today it got drilled home even more on one of the online YouTube shows, The Hill. They were speaking about how the government has 12 crashed UFOs that are of alien origin. And the subject this time was of alien origin, right? And that they have been over 12 UFOs, but then some other whistleblowers came out and said that there's been over 100 of them ever since they first started collecting these craft. But not only were the government collecting these craft, but so were private companies. And many times the government would collect these crafts and then give it to the private sector because the private sector have certain protections against being able to have to disclose things to the public. So, you know, which we already know that like Bigelow Aerospace, Lockheed Martin, all of these guys have been working with the governments. You know, for example, Edwards Air Force Base, there's a sector of it that's rented out by Lockheed Martin. Why is Lockheed Martin renting out Edwards Air Force Base? Well, they can give them technology immediately. They can reverse engineer it on their land that they're renting out. No one can know because it's private. And then they can quickly give the technology straight over to the military, right? So things like that have happened. Now, why they're reverse engineering it is, one is the technology that they're utilizing that who knows what kind of technology they're utilizing to spy on us, that they're using for protection, or even feel that if we get in any side of war with another country, that we're going to have the upper hand, right? And, you know, as one of the people said, a Raytheon contractor said that we have a whole off-world fleet. Like, one of the Raytheon, basically on the Stephen Greer's press release, the press conference he did, the last person that went up was a contractor for Raytheon, right? And this guy goes that, hey, you know, I worked in the South Pole in Antarctica, and there's this huge energy weapon there that is able to cause earthquakes. And we're able to pull some sort of energy source from under the ground. And he said, I'm here to tell you that the South Pole is actually working as an air control station for UFOs coming in and out of Earth's atmosphere, right? So all the things that we've kind of like speculated upon that are hardcore conspiracy theories, Antarctica could be some sort of place where there's UFOs or ET contact, seem to be coming out. So now get back to the question, why are they using this man? Like, honestly, we can only speculate. There's so many different reasons, but I would say control and power, and also not allowing this information to just be disclosed to us, has an effect on every single institution in the world. The medical industry, the religion, institution of religion, right? Pharmaceuticals, the petrol industry, gas, how do they get here? They don't use regular petrol. So why it's been so secret, I can answer, not what they're doing with it. Why it's been so secret is because if this information gets disclosed, not just what they've created, but where it came from, it could shift the complete power dynamics of the entire planet. And I feel that they don't want that.
Right. It would completely decimate the power structure of everything. Yeah. That makes sense. So I was going to ask you, when you said Tom DeLonge said the wrong thing, what exactly is the wrong thing?
Okay. So, you know, because I've been following this closely, and two years ago, I think like during COVID, I was like, you know, what happened to Tom DeLonge? He was like the front man of this. He thought he was going to be like, he's like, I'm releasing it all. They chose me, you know, like we're going to create an app and you can triangulate where the UFOs are, and we're going to reverse engineer technology from
exactly.
what we're seeing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I remember that.
So I go to his, and I had to watch this Joe Rogan show that happened in 2017, 2018 with him. And I went to his YouTube, and he wrote, I mean, on his Twitter, and he wrote on there that he did a video actually on Twitter that because of his appearance on Joe Rogan, they got really upset because what happened was on Joe Rogan, he was talking about the craft that are seen in, you know, in the air. And he said, I forget what the name was, the triangle one has a name, FR something. And he told Joe Rogan what the name was and gave him the website to go and show it. And they showed the actual video of the craft, right? And he was saying, yeah, this. And so he went and started talking deeper about it. However, on his live stream, he said they don't know what it is. They're trying to figure out what it is. And it's out there in space and they want to see what these anomalous things are. But within 1 year later, he told Joe Rogan, we do know what it is. Here's a website and this is what it looked like. And it's some sort of advanced government technology. So he actually contradicted, I feel, what they wanted. So that's all he said. He said what they didn't want him to say. But it looks like he contradicted himself, and he started disclosing the fact that what they wanted to drip out, because it's coming out. They have patents already. The U.S. Navy, we've done things with Michael Sala. The U.S. Navy has patents on anti-gravity. Since 1954, October 1954, the U.S. government or military-industrial complex mastered anti-gravity. All this technology is going to be utilized for some sort of a gain in the future. It's coming out. So plus all the people like us and others that are even bigger doing big things have pushed for this information to come out so much, they're afraid that they're going to lose control of it. So they had to grab it themselves. And they didn't want to say they've been lying for decades. They didn't want to say that. They need to say, we're seeing something in the sky. Let's figure out what it is. Oh my God, we just found out what it is. Oh my God, within 1 year, we created something. You know? So that's what they were doing. Now, the reason why I'm leaning towards this thing being legit right now is that what's coming out is that the government has been lying to us, right? That is the narrative around the disclosure now. They've been lying to us. They've been doing this for decades. There's compartmentalized systems going on. There's whistleblower protections occurring. There's a list of all the bases where all the reverse engineering is happening, handed over to Congress, and they're going to start going and to these places to try to shut them down. That's the stuff that's coming out right now, right? You know, so there's more information on why I feel it's more legit, but it just seems that if they wanted to hold onto the narrative, they wouldn't want the mass public to start looking at them as liars.
Well, expand on that information that you have, if you're at liberty to do so, as to why you think this is more legit. And then I got another question for you after that.
Yeah. So this is the way I've been observing it, that when Tom DeLonge came out and he started talking about, I was like standing up looking at the feed. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. And then when it was done, I'm like, they said nothing about ETs. Like, if these are craft that are not from any foreign adversary and not from Earth, like they're saying, all they did is talk about technology. Where's the alien life question? Why is no one freaking thinking about that, right? And then pretty soon I realized that they were just talking about technology. What technology? Weaponization, right? How to build weapons out of this stuff. And why is it that everybody behind him was a DOD, ex-DOD official, rather than any civilian office, rather than any, like, I don't know, whatever peace office we may have, or somebody that needs to work on negotiations with other life or something. So then you continued watching all the people that are coming out with this information. There's been two different narratives. There's been one main narrative. It's been, we need to find out what these are because they're a threat, right? These, and now you split that up into two, okay? People, see, when we see things, we've been so jaded. When we see people say a certain thing, a lot of times you automatically get to thinking like, oh my God, they're a secret society, they're Illuminati, whatever. But you got to realize that there are those that have agenda where they want to make you actually fear the external, and they want to weaponize space. They want to reverse indigenous technology for warmongering reasons, knowing, and they're in the know. And then there are those congressmen and military members that aren't in the know, but are so war-minded because that's what their jobs are. As soon as they see something anomalous, where are their minds going to go? Protection, national security, right? And then to add to that, where are most of the sightings happening? And this is what happened today. And I was like, oh my God, they're freaking, I wish I was there telling them. They were there on this thing, contemplating on news, mainstream news, the guy that interviewed them. Why are they showing over nuclear bases? I wish I knew. Do you know why they're showing over bases? I don't know. Because it freaking splits the atom and it disturbs other dimensions. And that energy sends out a signal to the universe where the ETs are like, dude, they can mess with other realities. We need to come down here and do something about it, right? Mm-hmm. That's the spiritual stuff that they're not getting. So the reason why they're also thinking it's something that might be crazy is because not only are they showing up mostly at nuclear bases, but they've also scrambled nuclear codes in the US and in Russia, which has also come out last week on mainstream. What we talked about in the conspiracy world, they've just validated as real. That these, the codes were scrambled in this state. So that's one aspect of it all. But you can't even put the agenda of weaponizing space as just negative people. Some of them are just genuine ignorant to this whole thing. And then you have those, like that's going on right now, David Grush, when they said to him, why are you using the word non-human intelligence? And he goes, well, the evidence and the report suggests that they're interdimensional, right? Is there any evidence that they're a threat? It looks like they've been here for tens of years, if not thousands of years, and they've never attacked us yet they have the technology for it, right? So you start looking at that, and then when you see a headline from a mainstream outlet saying the government's lying to you, you start being like, whoa, what's going on here? Because it's not the mainstream. I know I'm rambling a lot here, but this is the way it breaks down with the news. We have the alternative. You and I were alternative from the mainstream. We have the awoken progressives, okay? The awoken people that they were progressive, and then all of a sudden they realized that movement was hijacked, but they're rationally looking at everything. People like that would be Jimmy Dore and Joe Rogan, okay? Like that kind of energy. A lot of comedians, actually. And then we have the hijacked progressive movement, okay, which is like mainstream, far liberal stuff that is pushing the woke agenda, taking beautiful truths but exaggerating it. And then if you go against it, you're a racist or a bigot or something like that. And then you get the mainstream, which is actually far right and liberal because they're all both working for the same thing, right? What's happened is the two in between, the regular progressive kind of stuff, and then you have the like Joe Rogan, Andrew Schultz, Jimmy Dore kind of platforms are the ones that have taken the story. Those two in between are what the masses are in the world. Joe Rogan has the largest podcast in the world. Andrew Schultz has the second largest podcast in the world, right? So that is what people are watching. And so now, but the mainstream Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC denied the story. Right. So this is, that's a long explanation of why I'm seeing that, that it could be legit, because the rational thinkers that aren't really ready to go into Dolores Cannon said that there was a call out to the universe and the ETs came down, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still willing to look at the facts and be like, wait a second, something's going on here. Those are the ones picking up the story, but the ones that are completely controlled aren't doing it.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I had a experience the other day. I was visiting with my mom and she had the TV on. Of course, it was on CNN. And all of a sudden she's like, look, they're talking about aliens. And I'm like, what? And they were just saying, you know, the usual stuff. They figured out that alien life does exist. And then they very quickly changed the topic. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, aliens. Mm-hmm. And of course, Anderson Cooper is laughing along. Yeah, aliens, do you really believe that? And, you know, they're still kind of mocking it. And there's this weird interplay, this weird exchange where one minute they're mocking it, and then the next minute they're saying, yeah, okay, this thing over here is true.
Yeah, and if you look at what they're doing, you can see, like, they're very serious about the episodes where they talk about the UFOs and the Nimitz incidents and all those things that were released. The UAP program, the ATIP program, Lou Elizondo, they do serious pieces on those now. But when it gets to this stuff, the ETs and the aliens, they go ahead and ridicule it.
Yeah. So, you know, calling them non-human, though, I have an issue with that personally, because that raises so many different questions. They're just saying, without saying it, that they're not human. And they're also kind of taken away from their validity as beings when they say that as well. It's like, oh, they're just non-human. But they're also saying that we don't have any connection to them whatsoever, which is, you know, ridiculous. Aren't we the ETs too?
Well, they have no idea, bro. They're not in this world. They're not coming from it spiritually. And at least they're saying intelligence, right? Non-human intelligence. And they were asked, why don't you say extraterrestrial? And he said, because they might not be extraterrestrial. They might have come from another dimension. And so on one of the shows on The Hill, like, they were basically like having a conversation in an interview. And then when the person was speaking, the person they were interviewing, the host said, come on, you can just say alien. You know what I mean? Because they were genuinely having their minds blown. There was like a pause after every statement that was said to them. They were like, because it's the biggest story ever.
Yeah.
They talked about having extraterrestrial bodies. Were there any pilots with these bodies? Well, just like you would think there would be, there are pilots with that. And you're right. If you would think that there would be pilots with these craft, then yes. Are all these crashed? No, only a portion of them are. A lot of them are abandoned or landed completely intact.
Really? Right?
So what came out a couple days ago was even, what came out a couple days ago with, I forget his last name, Russ, last name C, the guy that did the interview with David Grush, he was saying that some of the whistleblowers are now telling him that there is a private aerospace company that retrieved a crash back in the 50s. Okay, it might even be the Roswell crash, and they're trying to divest, meaning get rid of and sell their technology, because something is about to happen where these people are going to face criminal prosecution for this. This is huge. Human trafficking has to do with this. Murder has to do with this. You know what's happened to cover this up, man? What stuff that I've been watching over the last few weeks, I'm like, oh my God, dude, like every single atrocity in the world has been associated and put within this. MK Ultra has been put into this. Mind control, abduction of children has been put into this. They've done some crazy stuff, man, and they've got away with it. So literally, this aerospace company is trying to sell their technology from reverse engineered craft because the basis of where they're doing this stuff has been released to the public. They can't hide anymore. Right. And in mid-July, they're going to have the first hearing on UFO crashes. Congress was given a list of these bases and they vetted out all of this. And Congress came back with a statement saying that they did their vetting out. And from their research, this is all true. OK, now I got to say something about that, because You know, people don't trust Congress. I don't trust Congress, but this is how it looks. Not every, it's so compartmentalized that they're corrupt for sure. They're taking money for sure. They have they don't have a term limit. They're doing insider trading, right? They're doing all of that stuff, but that doesn't mean that they know there's ET life out there and reverse engineering technology going on, right? The Pentagon failed like 8 audits in the last year, right? And trillions of dollars are, it's just being disclosed now how many trillions of dollars are missing. One of the other news articles said that it looks like that this trillions of dollars missing, including the day after the day before 9/11, that $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon's budget, right, could have actually gone to all these black budget programs. So what did Congress do? They passed just last week a legislation that no taxpayer money is allowed to go to any black budget programs. And they've given amnesty to all people working in black budget programs to whistleblow on the black budget programs. This is like never before been seen or heard. This, and it's also a bipartisan issue. They're like both getting over the differences, you know, and obviously they get over the differences in order to screw the world. That's a whole different story, right? But they're getting over their differences on this because this is like could change everything. The two biggest people behind it are both were presidential candidates. They're not just small Congress members. It was Gillibrand and Marco Rubio, Democrat and Republican. So like some of the right. highest level politicians in Congress are actually the ones behind pushing this out as well.
Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah.
That is just, that is beyond comprehension at this point that so much stuff could be involved mm-hmm. in this one thing. Expand on what you mean when you say like MK Ultra is involved in human trafficking and things like that. Like that's just taking it really deep now.
Okay, well when it comes to MK Ultra, a lot of children are actually abducted, you know, at an early age or given over to the program, and missing children have to do with it. You know, there's a speaker called Misha Johnson. She spoke on right. World Ascension, and she was part of MK Ultra, taken at a young age. Suffered sexual atrocities, you know, like abuse, like hardcore, mind splitting. A lot of the technology that they utilize to create super soldiers from this program are actually technologies from reverse engineered extraterrestrial technology.
So this is like the MILAB and secret space yeah, program exactly. and those kinds of things.
And if you even check out Misha Johnson and other people's things about that, there are actually interactions with extraterrestrials that are part of those programs as well.
Yeah, I am connected with her, so I will get her on at some point to talk about yeah. that. Yeah.
So this seems to be like the rabbit hole goes much deeper than even I thought it was. Like they seems to have agreements, contracts in place with different ETs, different types of agendas going on. It's really mind blowing for even the people in the politicians to even realize what's going on this level. And when they passed about 2-3 months ago, when they passed the Whistleblower Act to give basic level protections to whistleblowers around UAPs, that just started allowing all these military officials to come out and start telling the truth. A lot of these military officials that are in the programs, or like what showed on Stephen Greer's press conference, have been threatened and their families have been threatened. A lot of them. Now they're actually being allowed to speak the truth and to be able to say something that they've been holding on forever, like, hey, there's extraterrestrial life on the planet. We have this technology. And tell their stories. Like, if you watch that press conference with Stephen Greer, there's like 4 or 5 military officials that come up there. One of them has mad PTSD, you can just tell. And he tells his story about like being like gunpoint. We're going to kill you, you know, because you saw this. You know, people dressed in all black, unmarked vehicles, UFO there, right? So it's just... I mean, it's the biggest, and I'll just say this little something off topic, but kind of on topic too. I posted something about this on Instagram a few weeks ago, and then somebody goes, "What's that got to do with prosecuting Fauci?" That's what he said to me, right? And I go, and my answer, well, I know it was rhetorical, but my answer was straight up, "Yo, this right here can make it that we live in a world that no level of corruption could ever happen again once we understand the truth and we connect and realize that we're part of a galactic community." There was one whistleblower, like, so after this came out 3 weeks ago, a whistleblower came out and said that in 2027, they got the memo that in 2027, they're going to land and they need to step up their game and tell everybody the truth.
That is that is mind blowing.
Yeah.
2027.
I mean, dude, if this is happening now, we haven't slowed down. Nothing slowed down since 2016. It's been exponential with this information. Mm-hmm. Now, ET life exists. Everybody's going to eventually know within a couple of years because this information is out there on the mainstream public. What is it really doing? The darkness, now we're getting to the spiritual stuff. The darkness works for the light. The darkness, everything they do backfires. I'm not even going to list the conspiracies because those things get censored. But if you look at all the crazy things they've done in the last like 2 to 5 or 6 years, what's really happened from it? It's just woken more people up to the truth.
That is so true. I've been harping on that point for a while now because there's still a large group of people that are so very concerned with the more conspiratorial events and stuff like that. But it's like, look, you got to look at what's right in front of you, mm-hmm. and really analyze that and try to understand what just happened. Mm-hmm. Everybody should know by now that evil never stops. It works fast. Yeah. But most of the time, what it does, it doesn't actually have as big of an effect as they want it to. And to me, that's hilarious. You know, it's like swatting flies, actually.
Yeah. It's so, a catalyst for the awakening. The darkness, which has become evil, is a catalyst for you to wake up. Because without that, the status quo will just maintain.
Yeah. And we have to grow somehow. So...
Yeah,
a lot of people got hurt over the past 3 years or so from what happened. You know, a lot of people will never be the same and their entire lineage might never be the same.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of good things that are happening to balance that out. And not saying that that's okay, but they still didn't really succeed.
No. So, and when it comes to ET life and UFOs, all whether they're saying it's like weaponizing space, it's a threat or whatever, all they're really doing... It's just making it that people have in their consciousness, not that, yeah, it makes sense we're not alone in the universe, but, oh my God, we've probably been visited before and are being visited, right? That allows the energetic frequency of the whole planet to just accept the fact that there's a possibility that ET life can interact with us, okay? That's the first step. Once we can accept that ET life can interact with us, the next step is for that interaction to happen. So yeah. I've never been more like, I've always known that we're going to have a world eventually in the future where we have interaction with ETs, but I'm kind of getting chills right now because I'm actually seeing it manifest on the mainstream and they're validating, like, dude, having conversations about interdimensional realities and beings being from the future coming back to visit us.
Here we go, you know, it's like Valiant Thor all over again.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this is great though. I mean, there's so much positivity that could come from this. I think that it has the potential, like you touched on earlier, to really overpower the darker humans. Because we all know it's humans that are doing the dark stuff. And they won't have a choice at all but to yield in a lot of ways to what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't realize how spiritual this whole thing is, you know?
Yeah.
It's really about consciousness, and maybe then some of them aren't even as fearful as they probably should be about losing what they have when it comes to this power structure, because it's ultimately going to change everything. I guess we've been in it for so long that we realize how connected to it all is.
Like, yeah, and they do what they do because they're in fear, really, if you look at it. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, all evil is just a wounded soul deep down that at one point in the incarnational cycle got so wounded, so hurt, so withdrawn from love that the only way they know how to freaking get that love is by putting out this negative energy. But ultimately, they just need to find that peace themselves, you know, and that's why, like, maybe it won't be all unicorns when we shift into this new reality, because a lot of people need to go to a hardcore dark night of the soul in order for them to really start realizing, you know, the truth and the beauty of the universe. There's some difficult challenges that we need to process through, because if we're shifting into this new dimension, this new reality, we can't take our baggage with us.
Yeah,
exactly. We need to work through that. A lot of us have, and even the people on the path, right? Like, I would say we're on the path. We still got a lot of stuff we're working through, right? So imagine those that are completely blinded themselves to this reality And right now, this whole paradigm that they exist within can get shook up.
It's true. I definitely do a lot of shaking in my work. And, you know, I think that people don't go the route often enough of thinking that we have a balance of light and dark on this planet. Maybe sometimes the good is the dominant one and sometimes the dark is the dominant one. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they think in terms of interplanetary or interdimensionally where that polarity also exists.
Yeah.
And that those dimensions, those realities, those planets are also going through the same changes as us. It's right. Not just Earth being the center of everything that's happening. And we tend to do that as humans, don't we? Like, this planet is the only thing that matters. But in reality, there's other forms of intelligent life that are learning and growing just as we are. And they're looking to embrace us, except we are doing the most fuckery. You know, like, that's just the way it is.
It's like, how does it affect, like, all of the cosmos affects the Earth? You know, all the radiation from the stars affect the Earth. And we are coming to a point where, like, you know, some people tell me when I've told them about ETs and stuff, they would say, like, why are we going out of space? We need to think about what's on Earth. We need to fix what's on Earth, right? Or I'm not from space, I'm from Earth. Okay. And my answer is, did you know that Earth is in space?
Yeah. Did you go to school? What happened?
You know, we are freaking in a spaceship in space, floating in space.
Yeah.
That's a part of us. We all have tunnel vision for the most part. We just see what's right in front of us, going on here. We have so much emotions going on. We're so reactory to our experience. But we don't realize it all trickles down from the heavens.
Yeah, I'm from Earth. Wow, what a great response. I was listening to, you know, my next question, before I blab about what I was doing, my next question is, what are some resources that you consider credible that people can follow? Because something that I got into recently that I've been listening to is Cosmic Disclosure with Emery Smith and with that guy Tim and stuff. And they're dropping some real complex stuff that when you hear it, it's almost like you got to listen to it 10 more times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually I'm doing an event on Portal to Ascension with Emery Smith, Tim, Richard Doty, and David Adair on July 15th, where I just created the event today. It's called the Exposé on Extraterrestrial Life. We're doing a whole 3-hour event. So that's going to be really cool because Emery called me a week ago and he said, like, dude, all the stuff that's going on right here is like, he's saying that this stuff is just hardcore agenda. They're not telling you the whole truth. So he asked me to put on an event with all those guys, and they've been holding back because they haven't been able to say everything. But now that this is happening and the whistleblower protections are coming out, they're able to say more. So we're going to do an event specifically on that. You know, that'll be important to attention. I would say other resources, if you just want to be informed rather than, like, you know, if you want to go into the spiritual stuff and look why they're here, Dolores Cannon's great because she spoke to these beings, saw what the souls were saying, why they incarnated, why their nuclear bases. Dolores Cannon's great for that esoteric information. But if you want to follow UFOs in the last 3 to 4 weeks and what's happening, all the drops are happening on News Nation on YouTube. Go to News Nation on YouTube, go to their videos, type in UFO, and you'll see all of their videos coming up. And it's the most non-biased, neutral reporting in a really exciting way, actually. They went to Roswell and did a whole thing at the Roswell Festival 2 days ago. And they were, like, interviewing them, like, what do you think about the new stuff coming out? It was just done in such a pure way. I never thought this would be seen before. So some of these channels, you know, I was told, like, around 15 years ago that a lot of these channels, they're actually waiting for the moment to be given the green light to be legit and truth. They're having to play a role, and there's going to be a time where they're given the green light to report genuinely on our true ancient history and the UFOs. So, which goes into a little bigger topic right now, that what's happening right now with the ancient history information and the redefining of our timeline and true archaeology just in the last 2 months is insane. People, masses, just on the same level of the people that are in the UFO world, also simultaneously, the true history of Earth information is being spread out on the same platforms to those people. Famous comedians that aren't even into this are having, like, those people on their platforms talking about the true history of humanity. So it seems the UFO, and I always felt like Portal to Ascension, consciousness, True History of Humanity, Extraterrestrial Awareness. And so what's occurring is, at the same time, there's the rewriting of the history books happening, people being informed about the fact that we've existed for much longer, people being informed about the truth about Atlantis, hardcore, and then we have the UFOs coming out, and then on top of that, like, I'm not going to go into this part because this stuff gets kind of blocked sometimes on different channels, but all the stuff that's happened in the last few years, a lot of truth has been coming out hardcore on mainstream platforms and apologies from politicians on a mass level to the people for what they did. And it's just like, it looks like all this stuff is about to crumble down and people are about to not only realize these two aspects of reality, but also realize that the people that say that they empower and they're here to protect us, I feel more and more people are going to realize that it was all a ploy all along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
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 It's exciting. Like, I mean, every day, all three of those topics, man, I'm just watching them on YouTube. Like, there's like something huge, like millions of views on all three of those topics. And people are being informed right now.
Yeah. For sure. And you know, you brought up something that reminded me of something I saw years ago. There was a movie, something about Titan.
Oh yeah, something, the movie Titan. I love that
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, you know where they like genetically modify the soldier and send him off. But look at what they're telling you in that movie. They're telling you right there that they have these grid lines in space that they're setting up for their interplanetary little war games or whatever. Yeah, and, you know, in between countries and things like that. I mean, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
it's really dangerous.
Straight up. I mean, dude, the Raytheon contractor, straight up legitimate vetted out Raytheon contractor that was in the South Pole, said that they hacked NASA's database and got a whole list of the off-world commanders and where the spacecraft are in the solar system.
Hmm.
This isn't even on Fringe anymore. Yeah. This is mainstream people coming out. Right? And the secret space program has been completely proven to be real. And the fact, like, you know, the U.S. Navy and the Air Force both have their own programs, all that information was shared. We did a whole event with Michael Sala where he went and showed us the patent numbers, the location of the patents, and showed that the U.S. Navy owned it and what the technology was and all types of incredible technology.
And it's crazy because he's posting about this stuff on LinkedIn, too. Like, it's just casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you mean people can just go follow him as well and see exactly what he's saying.
I would say, yeah, follow. Okay, so the resources, Michael Sala for sure. Stephen Greer, no matter what you believe in him, because you have opposing views. The whistleblowers that he has coming out right now are just mind-blowingly amazing. The Lost Century documentary that he has talks about all the technology that they reverse engineered and how we lost 100 years of advancement because of what they were utilizing. So that'll inform you very well. If you want to see what's going on in the mainstream and really get informed with all the drops, because it was a 7-hour interview. They're releasing a little bit every single day on News Nation. Yeah. And it just goes deeper and deeper. They have a whole thing on News Nation where he broke down, David Grush had the UFO files for Roswell and showed the trajectory of how they manipulated the case.
Right.
On a mainstream outlet.
Yeah. We got to say as well, like, if you're listening to this and you're a beginner, and you just want to get started and figure out years of history and research, incredible sources and stuff on that, check out Alan Steinfeld's book, Making Contact.
Yeah.
Great book.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one for sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I did a show on my YouTube 2 weeks ago. It was called From UFOs to UAPs, and it's a PowerPoint presentation for an hour of the history from 1890s till now. And I even have a timeline on it because, you know, one of the first UFO recorded cases was the burial of two ET bodies in the 1890s in Texas. So I start at that and then we go up until this moment. And, you know, that gives you a really good synopsis of it. You know, our website, portaltoascension.org, is good for that information, but it's also mainly good for understanding the spiritual connection. You know, I wrote a article some years ago and it's called, what does extraterrestrials have to do with meditation? You know, what does UFOs have to do with meditation? And it's because it's a frequency game. We only are, we only exist within a certain bandwidth of frequencies. Many of these beings, the reason why we're, there's so many UFOs out there, the reason why there's so little UFOs caught on camera is because they're phasing in and out of reality. They're in different existences. So ultimately, the only way that we can be in a post-disclosure world where we have open contact and we interact with these beings, if we work on our own vibratory frequency.
Yeah.
So it's truly a spiritual pursuit. And these beings, especially the higher dimensional ones, are connected to source less fragmented than we are. And many of them don't have amnesia like we do. You know, we forget who we are. We forget where we come from. So just imagine the information that they're able to provide us once we start connecting with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wouldn't want to startle anybody that's just at the beginning phase of meditation or anything like that. But when I started meditating over 10 years ago, I would be in my apartment upstairs and just no lights on, nothing, meditating for as long as I could. And eventually what would happen is that I would feel, you know, you get connected to that experience of bursting into little particles and things like that. You go through that phase at first, but then when you start doing stuff like that, then one of two things is going to happen. You're going to get these black helicopters that are circling around your property because they want to know what you're doing. Or you're going to be looking around. You're going to see ETs are looking at you because they're like, this, what he do? What is he doing? Like, you're giving off a lot of energy. So that does happen. And they do, once they realize that you are raising your frequency, they do want to make more contact with you.
Right.
It's just like, they're just saying, hey, look, we're here. Anything you need, let us know. We're here.
And that's the other thing that people ask. Why don't they just show up on the White House lawn? That's like one of the common things that skeptics say. Well, because they're not meditating.
Not only that, but the only people that would really benefit from that would be the people who make Huggies adult diapers, because everybody would be shitting themselves.
I know, right? That's so funny. Yeah, like, because they don't, it's not about like, take me to your leader and let me talk to your leader because I'm trying to like figure out how to communicate with the planet. It's an individual pursuit. And a lot of people are going to have contact through channeling and meditation, and as they have been first. And I feel when we have open contact with the beings that are benevolent, our ancestors and all that stuff, it's really going to be it's going to be with groups of people that are at the level of consciousness that they want to communicate with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. And this is the time for people to really work on their discernment. I know that word gets thrown around a lot, and still a lot of people have trouble understanding what that is. But there's also a lot of false teachers out there, too, that are put out there on purpose to kind of dilute what we're doing.
Oh, 100%.
And take away from that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I would say with that, don't, like, check in at why you say, no, this isn't real, and why this is real. Is it based on past experiences, or is it based on a rational and intuitive experience of that moment? Because a lot of times, we've been messed with by the governments. So whenever anything comes out from the government, we automatically say, no, we don't trust it, right? Are you doing it based on your trauma? Because, you know, that's a whole other story. Like, government, the archetype for the father, right? Like, we have daddy issues when it comes to the government. So when, you know, so we're not willing to take the advice of dad sometimes because of our past traumas with that institution. So, and you know, there's so many people that represent government. It's so compartmentalized. So you got to really look at, where is this coming from when you say no? And then you also look at, like, my rule of thumb is, are they trying to promote a negative timeline or a positive timeline?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And even if they're promoting a negative timeline, it doesn't mean they're part of an agenda, but is it an energy that you want to buy into? Do you want to create that?
Yeah, you can kind of feel that, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just want to stress the importance to people of multiple perspectives.
Yeah.
Multiple perspectives are always going to get you closer to the truth than just following one channel alone. And a lot of people live in that very small mindset where it's like, no, it has to be this. This person said it. It was on Joe Rogan. That's the truth. Or, you know, Anderson Cooper said it. That's the truth. You know, how do you know? Have you sat down to dinner with these people and said, hey, so tell me everything you know? You know, but you have to really go around and do your homework and research and make accumulation of knowledge your life's work, because otherwise you're just kind of pissing in the wind and wondering why you're getting wet.
Right. Straight up. You're just reiterating what you've been told without actually researching other perspectives and really seeing what sits with you.
Yeah, like the closer you can get to, I guess, like if you were to sit down at dinner with your closest friends and family and explain it to them succinctly what your ideas were on this. I wouldn't use the word opinions, because opinion is just the best conclusion that we've come to with something with the information that we have, but we don't have all the information yet. If you had to communicate your ideas succinctly, what would you tell them and how would you describe that to them? That's how you should be thinking about a topic as big as this. It shouldn't be, I heard on this platform. You say, no, hold on, here's the receipts, but here's what I understand from it. Mm-hmm. What information do you have? And rather than be argumentative, try to take in what other information you can. If somebody says something that triggers you, you don't agree with it, go look at it anyway and say, okay, well, is there any truth in this?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're just working against each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I spend a good amount of time, sometimes more time, watching things I don't agree with than what I agree with.
Yes.
And almost like if you looked at my YouTube page and saw all the stuff in there, you would probably think of like, this is, I was wrong about Neil all along. Because it's all flooded with things I'm not actually into.
Yeah.
Because, or I don't believe, when it comes to negative ET stuff, when it comes to like certain like really far off views that are hatred, like I watch those stuff. I even watch most of the late night talk shows that I don't agree with because I realize they're all hijacked. And I'm just looking at the perspective of what they're putting out there in the mainstream, the narrative. And I'm even able to laugh at the things on platforms I don't agree with when they're cracking jokes about stuff, you know, when they make fun of ETs. Like, I don't have a trauma against it to the point that I can genuinely laugh at them trying to ridicule this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to get to a point of non-reaction with it all.
Yeah, you know? True.
But definitely taking different perspectives and taking what the other side is saying, because there really is no other side. We're all working towards the same evolution. We're not, like, even the people that are saying no, that this isn't true, they're coming from a place of fear. You know, many of them, not just the pundits, but the actual people in the world, might not be ready to accept extraterrestrial life because of how it will completely shift and rock their paradigm, or they have such focuses that they need to work on now, how they're going to survive, how they're going to have roof over their head, how they're going to eat, provide for their family. They don't have the time of day to even think about it. So instead, they spend the time telling you how it's not true. You know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of subconscious bias going on there, but I like to call that the War of the Worlds programming, isn't it? Where people are so hyper focused on the ideas that have been given to us about we're going to be under attack. It's a threat somehow. Mm-hmm. And it's going to affect our basic survival when it's really just going to enhance our ability to survive and have more of the good things that we want. But I think as well, with a pattern that I see in a lot of the self-sabotage clients I have, is that they're so focused on getting something good that they just don't look at anything good that they already have. And they don't look at anything else as being good. And so that ultimately becomes the pattern that keeps them locked into self-sabotage. Wow. You know, they're blinded to any good. Yeah. Yeah. And I think we do that on a collective scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, closing statements?
You know, I feel, and I got to say, like, I've been jaded. You know, I've been hurt from expectations. I've waited for dates many, many times. I got into this in 2001. The first date I ever heard was in 2002. Like, 2 years from now, mass sighting in the sky, everybody's going to send. You know, I've been in that world so much that I almost just do the work that I'm doing just for the moment to help the individual out. And I'm not really waiting for anything collectively to happen in the future. I let go of those expectations, right? So it's a paradox. If you can embody the releasing of an expectation of the future of something to be a certain way, but also be hopeful that we can create something more better in the future for all of humanity, that's really where that's where the real gold is. So at this moment, it's inevitable. The cycles of consciousness say it, the yuga cycles say it, every ancient civilization has prophesied this time. Something is going to happen on this planet. Whether it's going to happen in our lifetime or a little bit after, it's going to happen. It's truly up to us when this is going to happen. But right now, we're seeing a slow decay of a system that doesn't work for humanity. And as that system is crumbling, there may be chaos, there may be confusion, there'll probably be a lot of fear, right? Because the fear needs to go through the wormhole and completely be dismantled so we can move on. And so it's all I got to say, it's okay to release the fear, to observe it, to know that things are going to shift, because ultimately we're going to be okay. As long as we can have food, we can eat, and sometimes have a roof over our head, those are the basic things that we really need as humans. But the institutions, the educational system, the pharmaceutical system, the monetary system, all of those things could be in jeopardy from what is being released now into the world over the next few years. But my hope and my belief is that, you know, when those things crumble, that we are going to have the tools and technology to create something even better for humanity.
Yep. Well, Neil, you and I and everybody else that we know, we're working on that.
Yeah.
We'll create it. Forget the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, it was good to see you. I'll see you again in August.
Thank you, brother.
You're listening to the Boundless Authenticity Podcast, where we discuss everything related to the evolution of human consciousness.
At the very least, people need to understand that the United States builds bunkers, which are basically cities underground, every 3 months.
Basically, when you dream, you tap into your subconscious. It is your nocturnal intuition, your creativity and imagination, unchained from conscious reason, ego, and logic.
We live in a multidimensional reality. Whether it comes through esoteric information in the spiritual realms or the UFO people experiencers, or mainstream through quantum physics and through mainstream science now realizing that parallel dimensions probably exist.
We're all spiritual beings. We're all having these human experiences. We've heard that phrase over and over and over. But what does that really mean?
You know, all the big questions of life, we have these answers inside of our souls.
We're ultimately studying the nature of what it is to be human, good and evil. Our psychology, how we think, and our health. That's why I love Bruce Lee's great quote, all knowledge is ultimately self-knowledge.
The Boundless Authenticity Podcast.